Joining us right now to talk about how the COVID-19 pandemic has been affecting his community is Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Just to give an update, we are right around 3,400 plus or minus cases to date since we started keeping track. In addition to that, we have vaccinated over 333 folks under our phase one, first responders, nurses, etc. We are ready for phase two. We have made some appointments for next week when phase two starts with the doses that we have to administer them to 75 years or older. And within Braintree, we've set up our own vaccination clinics. So we have a registration form for people to register. We've tried to make it as easy as possible. So we have a link on our web page where people can just click on it and fill out their information. As well, if they need to use email, we have covidvaccine@braintreema.gov. And lastly, if they're unable to use a computer, they can call us at 781-794-8099. So we are in the phase now, phase two, part one, which is 75 years or older. We have a little bit over 1,300 individuals so far that have signed up. And we are contacting them as the vaccine becomes available to have them come in and get their vaccination. And we're going to do it as quickly as possible based on the supply that we get. So it's been a very smooth and comfortable situation for us as far as getting the list of folks. We have probably close to 4,000 people that have signed up. We had also opened it up to 65 and older that have two or more comorbidities, just so that we'd have that list ready to go when we get to that phase, part of the phase.
Now, this is interesting because we know that people who have been trying to sign up have been having all kinds of difficulties. We're hearing this from people across the state. Sounds like the town is trying to kind of find a way, create a measure to avoid some of those difficulties. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. You know, we basically sat down, we had a number of meetings, and worked through all of the things that, issues that could come up. And one of them was we wanted to make sure that we had a phone number that some of our elderly residents could call. My mother's 81. She doesn't have a computer. The bottom line is we set up this phone number. It allows us to store up to 500 voicemails. We're constantly pulling those voicemails, getting the information into the system, and making sure that folks are on the list so that we can get them vaccinated.
Now, I wanted to also ask you about school reopening plans.
Yes, I mean, you know, so when we talk about school reopening, Braintree has had our schools open since the very beginning. Many communities opted to do, you know, a few grades. We opted to do, you know, K through 12. We started with K through 5 and then eventually brought 6 through 12 on, and that was months ago. So we've had a hybrid model that we have been working as well as remote for those folks that didn't want to come in, and we have enhanced that hybrid model time and time again in adding more in-time class time. So we're at a point now where our next phase, I mean, we would love to bring the cohorts together and have an extended half day. That was our goal. But at this point, we're maintaining the 6-foot social distancing so that we don't have the spread. We've looked at those numbers and we're not seeing spread in the schools. And the current plan after February 1st is to have more in-school learning for our middle school children, and we're actually able to collapse the cohorts at the high school level and have, you know, one cohort going. Our biggest challenge is transportation. We're working on that because it's really affecting the middle school parents right now. So if we can get through that and get the transportation taken care of, it'll make life a little bit easier in regards to the new schedule. So we've been doing it all along. We're just enhancing it and step by step and trying to be as careful as we can to make sure that we protect the health of our teachers, our students, and their families.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.